mixed finish for the stock market in what turned out to be a volatile session with the markets focused on the Ukraine crisis. The Dow closing down 51 points at 16,663. NASDAQ moved to 12 at 4,465. And the S&P 500 down a fraction at 1955. The yield on the 10-year note at 2.34%. Among the big winners of the day, shares of Monster Beverage popped after Coca-Cola announced plans to pay $2 billion for a stake in the maker of caffeinated drinks. The deal coming as Coca-Cola's flagship soda business is flagging and energy drinks have become more popular. Taking a look at some of the other movers today, Tesla Motors had a big run this week, hitting all-time highs. Closed up again today, up 63 cents at $262.01, also at a new all-time high. Among the oil names, we see Chevron up 24 cents at 126.13, and ExxonMobil slipped 6 cents at 99.03. We did see a spike in the price of oil today, coming off of a 7-month low. Right now, oil is hovering just above $97 a barrel, and gold slipped today, right now hovering at 13.06 an ounce. Let's bring in Ed Wedbush now, president of Wedbush Securities. Ed, certainly Ukraine has spooked the markets this whole week, and now new fighting reported spooking the market. Give us your view of what we got here today.
Well, I think we've had a decline, of course, but I think it's a small decline. As you pointed out earlier, NASDAQ was up 12 points. The Standard & Poor's average were only down 0.12, so that's no change at all. And so it was not a really a substantial decline, except that you pointed out also that the volatility was very significant throughout the day, and I see a continuation of volatility not only on a daily basis but throughout the weeks to come.
All right, and of course, it looks like it's Russia's next move here. We did see a spike in the VIX index, the volatility index, Wall Street's so-called fear index. Looks like it came off its high point of the day, up about 6.5%. Obviously, we're all watching what's happening there with the Ukraine crisis. What's your expectation here on what the markets will experience next week?
Well, I think that we're now going to be much more sensitive to the strife that's going on worldwide, particularly the Ukraine. As you point out, I believe that the earnings reporting sessions are now they're approaching the end. And so the substantial earnings, the important earnings that have affected stock prices will not be out there. We'll be looking at the third quarter of the calendar year. And I expect that we may have some declines to the extent that we have strife in other countries. But beyond that, though, the European economy also is showing numbers that indicate weaknesses, and that will be a sensitive point.
And in reaction to this, the bond market continues to get a boost with bond yields hitting new lows for the year. What's your view of what's happening in the bond market?
Well, this is my surprising point. Here, the 10 years are now yielding. The 10-year Treasury are now yielding 2.34%, and boy, that's really low. It's not yet at the all-time low here of approximately 2 years ago, but 2.34% is down from 4%, say over the last 12 to 18 months, and I'm very surprised at that. I think that's a very high-risk area, and I would not recommend the 10-year Treasuries.
All right. Any specific places where you would be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
Well, on the positive side, I've been, over the last 6 months or so, I've been recommending banks and semiconductors, and I'm now neutralizing that. They've had a really good run. They've touched generally high points. The semiconductor industry index has been very, very positive, so I'd be very careful there. Also, I've been recommending the steel securities, and they've had a pretty good rally, but I believe that on any setback, they would be attractive to buy at this point in time. U.S. Steel is a good example of that. On the negative side, two restaurants, Red Robin's and Noodles, came out with some difficult reports here recently, and that had a negative impact upon some of the very high price earnings ratio restaurant stocks.
All right, also getting attention this week, Tesla Motors hitting all-time highs. I believe it hit a new high every day this week, as a matter of fact. What's your view on Tesla Motors here?
I admire what Tesla is doing and the uniqueness of their business, but when I look at the market capitalization of the company and I compare it with revenues currently and prospectively, I would be very, very cautious there. We're looking at a market capitalization of almost $33 billion for a company that only has a fraction of that in sales at this point in time. So buying Tesla may be interesting and it may be successful, but it's very speculative and I'd be careful.
Or despite all the upheaval in Iraq, as well as the battles involving Ukraine and Russia, we've seen oil pull back. In fact, it's still below $100 a barrel, a bit of a bounce back from a 7-month low today. What's your view on where oil goes from here and the oil company stocks here at the moment?
I think the chances are that the oil prices will be higher. I was traveling over this past week in Midwestern cities, and I saw gas at prices similar to the decline that's occurred here in Southern California. And yet I think that this is a transition point, and I would be on the bullish side for oil stocks.
Thank you very much, Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles right after the closing bell. Ed, thank you very much, and have a good weekend. We'll check.